And let me bring in someone who's also been involved in bilingual education for many, many years. Dolores Terraz is going to join us. She's rooted in community, and she's currently the Division Director of Services for Children at the Mission Neighborhood Center. And she's a native San Francisco.
Yay.
Yeah, good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
She has a bachelor's degree from San Francisco State University and a master's degree in curriculum and instruction from New Mexico State University. Tell us about what's going on at Mission Neighborhood Center and your thoughts about. Well, first, let's start with that.
Perfect. Buenos dias, everyone. It's an exciting time at Mission Neighborhood Centers. We have been expanding and growing our program model. And by that, I mean Head Start nationally granted Mission Neighborhood Centers last year for the first time its own grantee contract, which means we deal directly with the government. We have been doing this for 40 years, but we were a subcontractor. So this is a great benefit for us because it allows us to have additional resources and access to services and materials and resources financially to invest in our classrooms. Additionally, we just were awarded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation a $900,000 grant to work on integration educational services with social services at two of my facilities. I have 10 facilities. And each of my facilities are either one classroom, two classrooms, three classrooms, but total there are 440 children that we serve.
And when you mention integrational educational services, what is that? It sounds good. It sounds a little fancy, but what is it?
Thanks. And it is. It is. You know, for children 0 to 5, which is a population that I work with, our work is based on relational base. It is about helping children understand what their relationship is to their environment so that they have strong core of self, so that they're prepared to take on the higher level thinking of cognitive development, like language, like learning, writing, like print material, like how to decide, how to decipher, how to be their own guides within their educational trajectory, and of course, being ready for kindergarten. That's our job, to make sure that these little guys are ready and that they're confident. So how does that all happen? Well, we have to have competent teachers in the classrooms, environments that manifest that for children easily enough, and we have to ensure that we're working with the parents. So our Head Start core is deeply rooted in comprehensive services in parents. One of the salient points of a successful child is self. And to be comfortable with self, you have to have that support. Oftentimes, and unfortunately, when we're in communities that we're under-resourced and our families have been displaced, our families are dealing with diaspora, our families are dealing with immigration, and of course in San Francisco, displacement of homes, stress levels increase. These stress levels manifest themselves in different ways, and children feel that. And they come to us and they are behaving in a way that isn't conducive to their learning. So we have to do a lot of work with supportive services that help on the behavioral aspect that will not pigeonhole them as problem kids.
Sure.
And rather help them be able to self-define how to respond instead of react.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how there are less and less Latino families living in the Mission. So tell us a little bit about the population you're serving. Are there still, it's nice to know there's still Latino kids in kinder and pre-K and Head Start, but what do your numbers look like?
So that's a great question. Primarily, my centers are in the Mission, but I also serve Bayview Hunters Point, the Excelsior. And I have a center in China Basin right next to the ballpark. And some of these centers are associated more closely with low-income, middle-income housing developments. And so, yes, there has been a serious displacement of Latino families in the Mission, and they're moving to these communities where there are different opportunities of access to housing that's affordable. But primarily, 95% of my population is Raza.
Nice. And I was reading a little bit about the grant, and it talks about that it's going to utilize a creative curricula approach.
Yes.
Can you tell us about what?
Yeah, creative curriculum is our early education curriculum that we use for development, science, math, literacy, preprint, and it's evidence-based. All of the frameworks and curriculums that we use, and that's one of the guiding principles of our programs, higher achievement and outcomes, is that our work is based on evidence-based work or best practice that we can substantiate. And so creative curriculum unifies us in ensuring that the outcomes for children, that they are able to meet when they're in kindergarten, are achieved with us.